We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? Happy Monday. It is officially draft week. I'm Haley Lewis. This is Chiefs News Daily. Over the next 10 minutes, I'm going to get you all caught up. Make sure you like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Let's dive into it. Let's kick off the show by checking in with the Commander-in-Chief over all things Chiefs NFL Draft, General Manager Brett Veach. She spoke with the media last week highlighting various aspects of the draft process, how many players the Chiefs have on their draft board, and how things might go down come Thursday. Now, Veach also shed some light on current players and how certain depth at position groups will factor into this weekend. The biggest question remains unanswered. Should the Kansas City Chiefs draft a wide receiver or an offensive tackle in the first round? It's been a debate lately by a lot of Chiefs experts. Well, Veach addressed both of those sides, talking offensive line versatility and some wide receivers already in-house. As far as left tackle goes, Veach talks about the need for positional flex along the O-line when looking for players in the draft to develop. If Kansas City chooses to lean this way round one, here's what stands out in terms of importance.
Yeah, we put a lot of stock in flexibility. As you mentioned, Nate, we even saw that last game of the year when we played the O-line. Coach had those guys playing different positions. Creed played guard and, you know, the tackles swap positions and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, that just it kind of illustrates exactly what we think of positional flex and in-game situations. You never know if it's going to be a right guard, a left guard, a center, a right or left tackle that goes down. So yeah, position flexibility does heavily weigh into it. There's a lot of guys that, or a lot of O-line coaches would tell you, if you can play tackle, you can potentially play any position across the board. So that, I think that's why tackle is so premium. You have to protect the quarterback's edge and the blind side, but also typically those tackles are athletic enough to slide inside and sometimes even play center. We saw that with Mitch Morse a few years ago. He was a tackle in college. He ended up being a really good center. So position flexibility is super important to us. And it is a quarterback league, and you got to protect him and you got to get after him. And those tackle positions are always going to be important because they protect the most important player in your team. So if we get an opportunity to get one of those guys, for sure. I mean, it's always on your mind, just like DN and DT. So again, hopefully the numbers work out and hopefully there's a window of opportunity for us. But I do think there's some really good players in rounds 2 and 3. So just need a little patience and a little luck, I guess.
Veach continued to talk about the wide receiver room and how Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore fit into the Chiefs' game plan. The Chiefs could choose to bolster up this group with a first-round pick as well, but Veach does say he thinks the team's receivers are talented and in a good spot.
Obviously hoping both continue to improve, progress, and are able to be consistent playmakers for us. And you know, I know Kadarius has obviously had a long history of injury issues, but he is probably our most talented wideout. Now again, it doesn't do anyone any good unless you stay healthy. But I mean, the kid has always worked hard here for us, and you know, I know he's been down there with Pat, and I think it's just a matter of him staying healthy. And I think if he can do that, he can really do a lot of great things in this offense. And you know, that's one of the things that there's a lot of speculation about KT, but I don't think that, you know, we ever stopped believing in him. And I think people around the building like him. And you know, it's it's the injury bug, and hopefully he gets some luck on his side and he can stay healthy and be the player that he was in Florida and the player that we've seen in spurts here. So just hoping he has a good offseason and has a little luck on his side and can stay healthy. And with Sky, Sky's always been, you know, a mentally tough kid, and, you know, he's still, he had that knee injury last year too. So, you know, to some degree, just these guys being on the field, staying healthy, and then, you know, making plays when their number's called. And the great thing about both these guys are the two guys I really like as people, and they're smart guys and they work hard. Now it's just a matter of them putting themselves in position to earn consistent playing time and then make plays when their number's called.
Let us know in the comments below what stood out to you during the Brett Veach presser and who you think the Chiefs should draft in round one. Well, a lot have been wondering about the status of wide receiver Rashee Rice and his availability come fall with all his legal issues pending. With the draft less than a few days away, how will the Chiefs plan accordingly, not knowing if Rice will be on the sidelines this football season? Well, Monday morning, ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter shared during the NFL draft special what is going on with Rice and why his legal troubles potentially could concern the Chiefs front office. He said, quote, "We'll see what the court system plays out and how the process plays out itself. But from an NFL standpoint, there's a very real possibility that at this point in time, Rashee Rice is going to be facing discipline from the NFL, a multi-game suspension." Schefter continues to say the Chiefs need to plan a good portion of their season without Rice. So the wait and see game continues. In the meantime, is it just business as usual for Rice? Well, by now I'm sure you've seen the videos flying around social media about Rashee Rice being back on the football field already. Phase one of the Chiefs offseason program started this past week, and Rice was the topic of discussion, naturally many wondering if he would be seen working out with the team. Now, head coach Andy Reid addressed the comments on Monday, this was last Monday, leaving the law to handle things first, saying, "I'm leaving that, like we've done for most of these, just for the law enforcement part of it to take place, and then we'll go from there." Now, Reid also pointed out that Rice would practice remotely during phase one, like many other players. Now, Rice turned himself into authorities 2 weeks ago and was released from jail after posting bond. He's recently been seen on social media working through field drills as well as more. How? Well, put simply, innocent until proven guilty. The league, like Reid says, typically wants for law enforcement to handle things first before stepping in. And until that happens, expect Rice to continue to work like normal. Mike Floria from Pro Football Talk does point out that the team could ask Rice to keep his distance as phase two of the offseason program begins and more players arrive at the team's facility. He said, quote, "The most likely options include the league putting Rice on paid leave, or the Chiefs and Rice agreeing that he'll stay away from on-site work, or the Chiefs releasing him and moving on." Now, again, law enforcement, which takes time, will be driving this situation, and the Chiefs will have to wait to respond accordingly. Rice faces a long road ahead through a long legal process, likely punishments from the league, and even a $1 million civil lawsuit that has been brought against him. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes also confirmed he's been working with Rice on the field and will continue to. He said, "I've worked with Rashee throughout the offseason, just in general. I'm sure we'll continue to work as the legal process plays out." And Patrick Mahomes recently retweeted a picture of his NFL draft selection card, originally shared by Peter Schrager from Good Morning Football. What's ironic about the draft pick is how the Chiefs moved up to the 10th pick by sending their number 27th selection to the Buffalo Bills, as well as a 2017 third-round pick and a 2018 first-round pick. So thank you so much, Bills. Thank you so much for bringing your worst nightmare here to KC. And former Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill made a recent appearance on the Million Dollar Worth of Game podcast. According to John Breach with CBS Sports, he said, quote, "The Dolphins star revealed one exact situation where he got called out by Mike McDaniel last season, and it came after Hill got manhandled by Chiefs cornerback L'Jarius Sneed, now former cornerback, during Miami's 26-7 wildcard playoff loss to Kansas City. I guess even the cheetah gets humbled every so often."
A lot of guys aren't used to that. A lot of guys aren't used to sitting inside of a meeting room, being the best player on their team their whole entire life, and then a coach saying, "Bro, you suck this play."
You ever had somebody say that to you?
Oh yeah, this year, Miami Dolphins. You know what I'm saying? Like the play against Sneed, the Chiefs. Everybody see this play against the Chiefs? Coming to the flow, he called me out. He like, "Reek, bro, you supposed to be the best player in the league, and you got this guy putting hands all over you like that. It's, man, we pay you all this money for what?" And for me, I love that, because I'm going to take that to heart, and I'm going to get better from it. That'll never happen again to me in my life, man. You feel me? If a cannot hold me accountable, I feel like I'm not going to be able to get better.
Well, we love a good QB breakdown. Former NFL QB and Mizzou legend Chase Daniels took some time to break down Mahomes to Hollywood Brown, saying on Twitter, "Mahomes to Hollywood, get used to it. Hollywood running a special seam route at the number three wide receiver. Look how he climbs on the Mike linebacker, then takes it high for a landmark of 18 to 22 yards versus single high zone. Details are what makes the Chiefs offense lethal." And another update from the gym, defensive end Charles Omenihu sharing on Twitter his comeback experience. Omenihu sharing this clip as he continues to work back from a torn ACL injury that kept him out of last year's Super Bowl game. All right, folks, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. As always, remember to join us on the LLC. That's our Loyal Listeners Club, a great place to interact with other fans and myself. Also, make sure to give us some love here today on this episode. Like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. And we will see you guys tomorrow. Have a good rest of your Monday.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.